This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. This is a quick note on organizing one's life. I was asked a question on a podcast yesterday. What's your passion, your life message, your mantra? And this caused me to think some, because I don't have a great passion, life message, or mantra, but I did get a chance to talk to Ed Marks, who hosts a podcast on digital voices in healthcare, about some of these concepts. And I really gave him five or six thoughts on how I try and look at things and how I categorize life. I did say that, you know, that I'm not a deeply religious person. And while we belong to religious institutions, we're not, I'd say, deeply religious, maybe culturally religious, but not deeply religious. We did talk about organizing life as follows. We talked about and things that we use as mantras for our children and how we talk to them about certain things and certain challenging situations in life. In terms of core categorization of life, I look at things in three core categories: physical, mental health, and as one ages, you become more acutely aware of this concept of what was always said as we were younger, health is wealth. And I never understood it, but you get older and you really understand physical and mental health, and the constant effort to take care of physical and mental health is so, so important. Second, we think about relationship and family health and family relationship health and so forth, and making sure you're staying closely connected to all those that are very, very important to you and very close to you. We think about that constantly. And the third thing we think about, and we think about it often, and I don't want to understate it, and I know it's crass, but we think about business and investment health. Are we operating well in our businesses? Are we doing well enough on investing? We're not trying to break the bank. We're just trying to do fine on the investing side. So we just sort of break down life into those three big categories: physical, mental health, relationship and family health, and then business, operational, and investment health. And then we look at three or four other mantras or sayings or thoughts that we use a lot with our kids and our family. One is that it's generally all okay. Things are up, they're down, but they're generally okay. It's generally okay. Once in a while, you run into something that's not okay. We lost a nephew to brain cancer this past year. He'd been sick for a couple of years. That's not okay. But it puts things in perspective. Everything else is largely okay. And it's one of the things we talk about with our children all the time, that it's never that bad. It's up, it's down, but it's okay. Life is up and down, but it's okay. The second concept that we constantly work on is, and it's a concept that comes out in multiple different ways, is never overplay your hand. There are times in life where you'll be up. There's times in life when you'll be down. When you're up, you never overplay your hand. There's nothing worse, in my view, than people that are successful that are negative to people beneath them, at least in a hierarchical sense, and nice to people above them. You better be real on this adage and concept that if you're going up, at some point you're coming down. So you better realize at some point that the world will turn the other way. So you better be nice to people. Never overplay your hand. Be nice on the way up. Be nice on the way down. It all comes around. I remember 100 years ago in the law firm, when I was a highly successful young partner, a partner had passed away, and they said, "Do you want his desk?" It's a big, big desk. I was a highly successful partner. They're like, I guess so. But I did have the knowledge then that at some point, my business, my standing in the law firm would go in the wrong direction. Someone would come to me and say, like, "You know that desk we gave you? We need that desk for somebody else." And this is just life. So whether you're going up or down, never overplay your hand and always be pleasant and kind to people as much as humanly possible. The third concept that we live with on a constant basis is this concept of constantly trying to be anti-fragile in everything. Careful and cautious on investing to make sure we're safe. Careful and cautious on relationships. Careful and cautious in everything to make sure that we're anti-fragile, that we're resilient, that we're able to take care of ourselves. And this comes back often to physical and mental health, but also comes back to investment care in business. It means not overextending on debt, over-leveraging on debt. History has shown that sooner or later things go up and down. So don't over-leverage on margin debt when the market's going up, because you'll end up in trouble on the way down. So this concept of constantly staying anti-fragile. The last concept we think about often is there's a core part of your life. There's a core part of your investment. There's a core part of a lot of things. It's really spending the great majority of your time doubling down on the core of your life, whatever that might be, the core of your investment philosophy, the core of your relationships, the core of your business, the core of your family, whatever it might be, that you spend a huge amount of time on the core of your life. So we live on these four concepts. It's never that bad. Everything's okay. Once in a while, something's really not okay, but everything else is ultimately okay. Second, never overplay your hand. Third, anti-fragile. Find a way to live in an anti-fragile way. And then fourth is core and explore, and constantly work on this, constantly coming back to the core of whatever you do in all aspects of your life, the core, and then there's a part of your life that's experimental, doing things outside of the core, the explore, but really to categorize it that way. I'm so thankful to Ed Marks for having me on his Digital Voices in Healthcare yesterday and giving me the chance to talk about so many of these issues and so many other issues. His podcast, and Ed is just a remarkable person, will come out in a month or so. But this was one of the questions I love from him, and I thought I'd talk about today in terms of organizing one's life, passion, life message, mantra. And again, I have to readily admit, I'm not an overly religious person, and so forth. It is what it is. Thank you so much for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. I hope somebody finds something helpful out of it. Thank you, but what a pleasure to talk anyways. Thank you very much.